Israeli soldiers and Palestinian police fought battles across the West Bank and Gaza today. It was the worst outbreak of violence there since the peace accord was signed 3 years ago. After 2 days of fighting, more than 40 Palestinians and 11 Israelis have been killed and hundreds hospitalized. Israel declared a state of emergency in the West Bank and Gaza and sent more troops to try to contain the explosive demonstrations there. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cut short a visit to Europe to return to Israel to hold an emergency cabinet meeting on the crisis. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Everybody here had been bracing for more clashes between Palestinian demonstrators and Israeli police, but today's fighting in places like the West Bank town of Ramallah looked and sounded like a war. When Israeli soldiers fired at Palestinian demonstrators, Palestinian police responded by firing automatic weapons at the Israelis. It was a situation that quickly spun out of control. At one point, Israel used attack helicopters and tanks. On the Palestinian side, nobody seemed to be in charge. At times, in fact, it was the Palestinian demonstrators who seemed to be controlling the police rather than the other way around. They goaded the officers by yelling, "Shoot, shoot, and what are you, cowards?" When the police finally did open fire on the Israeli soldiers, the crowd was delighted. At least one Palestinian civilian took matters into his own hands. He grabbed a rifle from one of the police officers and started shooting at the Israelis. As the fighting escalated, rescue vehicles raced up and down the main road, dodging bullets in order to pick up the wounded. By mid-morning, this doctor says he'd already treated several serious injuries.
I saw at least five with high-velocity bullet injuries, and there are many others now, and it's going on.
Not just rubber bullets, but live
ammunition? No, high-velocity, live ammunition. I saw it myself, yeah.
Everybody tried to help get the wounded to the hospital. This man was covered with dried blood, not his own, but that of two boys he tried to rescue.
Shabin.
Two kids, civilians, were up there on the hill and were shot by Israeli soldiers. They were standing next to him, and the first thing he did was to try and apply pressure to the wounds. The blood was coming out of his head like a waterfall.
Similar clashes took place throughout the West Bank in cities like Hebron, Bethlehem, and Nablus. Some of the heaviest fighting occurred in the Gaza Strip. There were also fairly minor clashes today in Jerusalem, where a prominent Palestinian leader, Faisal Husseini, was among those injured. It was in Jerusalem where this unprecedented violence began 2 days ago. Palestinians claim that a recently completed Israeli archaeological excavation threatens the stability of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of the holiest Muslim sites. It's a charge Israel adamantly denies, but the spark that ignited today's clashes seems to have been lost in the fire that's erupted. Palestinians, like this college student from Ramallah, say they're angry and frustrated with an Israeli government that they say has discarded the peace process.
The people here are so disappointed, and everybody is so disappointed from the peace process and the way that they are continuing it, or the uncontinuation of it. It's a kind of explosion of a lot of collections of entire feelings through the last 3-4 months after the elections of the Israeli side, after the elections of Bibi Netanyahu.
This man agrees, saying that the Palestinians only turn to violence after exhausting all other means.
I don't want to see my brother or my friend at the university killed, but it is the life. You must demonstrate, you must show the world, you must say to Israel, no more. That's it. You don't like killing. It is not a strategy.
This second day of violent clashes is the worst since the Intifada, or Palestinian uprising, that began 9 years ago. But this time there's an added and potentially explosive ingredient, 30,000 armed Palestinian policemen. Instead of just facing rocks and bottles today, Israeli soldiers faced automatic gunfire. Israel's defense minister, Yitzhak Mordechai, ordered more Israeli soldiers to the West Bank and Gaza, where he's declared a state of emergency, only one notch below a state of war.
We are in emergency situation. We reinforce our troops in Gaza Strip and in Judah Samaria. I've been talked twice today with Mr. Arafat to do everything it's possible to stop the firing from the Palestinian side. Unfortunately, the firing is continuing in all the area, in area of Judah and Samaria and area of Gaza Strip.
Eventually, by late afternoon, much of the fighting had subsided. Yasser Arafat sent orders to his security forces to only shoot in self-defense, and Palestinian police in Ramallah began to push the crowds back away from the Israeli soldiers.
Get out!
Okay. Alan?
Please get out, please!
But some Palestinian officials, like Fayez Zeidan, a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, warned that Yasser Arafat himself may not be able to control an angry Palestinian population.
I am sure nobody may control the Palestinian people, even the Palestinian Authority. You know, we say that if you put a cat in the corner for a long period, it will be converted into a very dangerous, maybe, lion, what we say.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is holding an emergency cabinet meeting tonight. Later, he may meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in an effort to ensure that the unprecedented violence witnessed today does not repeat itself tomorrow. This is Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.